Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my, we're on the air. The sign's unturned on and everything. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, and I don't find too much of it very good. Everybody seems to think writing is the answer to things when it ain't. And, it's not pretty what's looking at us. We may have to take things in hand and walk side to side the police and clean up the mess. Now, the problem with that is that I do hope they, I hope the police understand that this is, that the kid gloves are off and it's going to be preservation of our country kind of thing. We'll see all kind of people involved in this. But the main thing is that this has been building for probably a year and a half. There's a lot of people that are not really in a position to handle this very well. And if you're not, get with people who are. That's my advice to you, and that's my counsel. Now, I'm going to play a song, just like I usually do. I play songs. we have things that people haven't come across, as far as they can remember. I don't have nobody that's still around from the Civil War. But there is a lot of fun and games going on, and I'll cover some of it in the show. But the gist of it is that the people we're going up against don't fight fair. Bear that in mind. Keep your eyes open, ear to the ground, and don't allow anybody to get away with or pull anything on you, whether it's you personally in a public place or whatever it is. But this is an old protest song. It's been around forever, and I know you'll recognize it. Enjoy.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. Watch that sound. Everybody look what's going wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Imagine that. Man with a gun over there telling you, you got to beware. Now, I've been hearing a lot of things. Some of them ain't good. Some of them are. Varies. But can you hear it? That low rumble of feet moving on out. Now, I intentionally misspelled Marxist. Marxist cabala is lost, and people are leaving. That means they no longer have authority over the people. Whoops. Anyway, woke yet? That's sort of a, that could be a traveling song, actually. Many years ago, I watched a movie called Exodus about the founding of Israel. In it, there was military action, heavy passion and denial on political grounds, all kind of, you know, happy stuff, fun and games. But the thing that really stuck in my mind most of all, a huge number of people, all different ages and shit, and I mean a huge number of people, walking through the harshest God-forsaken land I'd ever seen, sharp rocks, big boulders, a couple of avalanches thrown in just for excitement, I think. And no, I don't really know the absolute history, but it was a quick shot of old to young. And it showed how the hospitality, oops, I'll get it right here in a minute. Once I get my tongue untangled, had left blisters. Now, everybody knows what blisters is. I'm talking about big ones. Big as a silver dollar or bigger. Bloody legs. I mean, people had to stop along the side of the road and get bandaged up because they was leaking so much blood. And broken bones. Stepped the wrong way on a rock. And or step in a hole or something. You have to break something. Anyway, all of this made a really deep impression on me. I was kind of young at the time, but between my imagination and some of the stuff I'd seen on TV, and I'm talking about movies, put me in an interesting position. Now, I mentioned Exodus, the movie. Well, the word in Greek means road out. And it's kind of funny, but Webster's Dictionary refers to the second book of the Bible. Under number two, a mass departure, immigration. Now, immigration and immigration are, and migration are different things. Go look them up. When the first riots happened, there was a huge rush out of all major cities, mostly rich people or people that were wealthy and had already been trying to make deals on some kind of a property that was out of reach. At least that's what they thought. Many of them are. Many of them were. Many of them maintained to this day, out of reach. As the riots became regular, as many as who could left or are trying to leave. Some it's sort of a steady trickle. And people are getting the hell out of danger's way. Very, very simply that. Now, a great death march has started. The migration of the poor and have-nots. There's a few in there that bum a ride, you know, they'll fit in the back of the pickup truck and people will take them with them, that sort of thing. Most are looking at walking out. Now, I just described the inhospitability of the inhospitable area that these people were walking through, blisters, bloody legs, broken bones. Well, you're going to wear shoes out. Now, you think about that. I'm not talking about just playing around. I'm talking about you wear the bottoms off of something like wingtips or whatever. Anything that will keep your feet from feeling the gravel. And then migration of the poor and have-nots ain't going to be pretty. There's a lot of people that ain't going to make it. Quite that simple. They're not physically capable or other things involved in it. Now, there are several things involved in this. The first part of this is that all of your major cities are dying. If they ain't dead already, they're in the death throes. And you've seen that, the hammy, oh, it got me, and all that happy. Well, this is for real. This is not a joke. Some people didn't make it out of their apartment buildings. And people did not bother trying to call 911. You've seen the commercial. Nobody home. Leave a message. We'll get back to you in 5 days. You've seen the message. Well, this is the kind of problem that a great many people who live in cities are going to be facing. And it's not, I mean, you know, it ain't pretty. And like I said, that death march has started, the migration of the poor and have-nots. This last group made a far-out decision and acted to be free or die. You've seen the old movies at times here and there, Colorado or Bust, that sort of thing. Well, Bust means die. Everything I got broke down, including me. Now, I have been up the militias, whatever, hard and heavy, trying to get a point across to get something done. They did. Most militia forces are waiting to see how bad it all gets. And that's a majority of the forces. But a few hunter-killer and recon patrols have been made. They're looking at it and keeping an eye on it. They got people that are reporting back. And what this means is that you may or may not be safe. Questionable. To date, nobody has any idea how much of the mob is armed. But the militia is watching. So that means that they will take care of business and help you out and all that as much as they can. You're talking about a lot of military professionals and whatnot. Realize it or not. Now, they do look like Bozo the Clown who drinks beer and shoots everything up in the woods. That ain't the case. Just because they might look different in that respect don't mean they are that way. So, a lot of people, to go along with this, not to switch gears, but a lot of people are getting armed because they don't trust their neighbor or anyone else, especially the government. And what's the government done for you lately? I don't think they've probably done much of any damn thing. It's worth much, just from what I'm seeing. What this means is what some have seen and heard, that more and more of that silent majority is standing up to these Marxists. Now, part of that doesn't have anything to do with politics or Marxism or any of that. A majority of it's simple, direct, straight-up safety. You don't let the wife go to the store by herself, and you pack a gun and drive her there. That sort of thing. If you ain't doing that, you're taking rather large, and I do mean large, chances with the safety involved. And I'm talking about your wife and well, even you. You're not immune to this. But here's the deal. I am hoping that it don't come to the nasty Civil War II shooting war that a lot of people have been saying is going to happen. I'm hoping it don't, for a variety of reasons. Those who have not been on a battlefield don't have a clue. That old saying, if you didn't go, you don't know. Very true. If you have not been under fire and returning fire, you don't know what it is, what it's like. Now, these people that are semi-professional and or professional can instruct you, guide you, and keep you out of harm's way as much as possible. That's what they want to do. They want to eliminate the problem. And this problem are the Marxists. Anybody that hasn't read Karl Marx has missed out on a great deal of the idea of socialist and communist philosophies and applications. I recommend reading it. Hold on to your mind. You might want to fasten the seatbelt on your mind before you go in there. There's a certain person out there who says there's a war on for your mind. Well, you might need a seatbelt in this case. The Galactics. Here we go with this. The Galactics stipulate that there will be peace, period. They're going to have anything less. Now, how they're going to go about that is that's up in the air. Either they will alter the minds of those anarchists or some other form of forced compliance will be used. I don't know how many people are familiar with theoretical physics. Oh, yeah, here we go. Keeley constant. you want to get into it? Sound therapy. A lot of people have heard of aromatherapy. Well, this is sound therapy of a different type. What happens is that if the waveform is correct, it will automatically adapt each and everybody's head. Your brain has a certain frequency and waveform. Well, this is supposed to adapt to that, combine with it, and make everybody basically or pretty much harmless. That does not include being eaten by bears and mountain lions or whatever. If you're in a situation of all-out total war, it's supposed to stop. However, I have heard of things like this being done before, and it always seems to be that they miss somebody. And believe me, one person can do a shitload of damage, as anybody might know. But the Galactics stipulate that there will be peace. Either they will alter the minds of those anarchists or some other form of forced compliance will be used. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with ET technology, but it's pretty hairy. It is extraordinarily advanced. Makes us look like we're in the Stone Age in comparison. So, you know, bear that in mind. Taking them on, shooting at them, that ain't going to work. It just ain't going to work. And there's some that you might want to take a look at, too. Notice how there is little to no news. They say I'm reconnected. That's interesting. You've been interrupted like that for a while. Something's wrong. I can't hear you, show. Oh, my goodness. could at first, but got cut off, huh? Well, okay, Jonathan. What area did we get cut off at? Was that at the definition of Exodus or after that or what? Come on, guys, pick me a spot. Let me know what's going on here. The number to call in and listen on our phones. 515-605-9810 is the call-in number. So, you know, anybody that's on the top of the thing, okay? Someone is running scared. Yeah, they're afraid of what I'm going to say. Well, come on, Jonathan. Someone is typing a comment. Is that you, Jonathan? I bet it is. Denise Deplorables, huh? We'll see about that. I clicked the button on the left of the program earlier and it started at the beginning. Oh, goody. Well, just, I don't know what to tell you. Where it stopped at is questionable. Now, I can tell you that we got some serious interference, if you hadn't noticed that. My end of time removing blog talk, brain freeze. No sound. Cuts out, but show timer is moving. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I'm going to go back to blog talk and see if it's still got everything looking good so far. Oh, I forgot to put the phone number in there. What a dummy. Oops. Anyway, I hope you can hear me. If you can hear me, give me some kind of a heads up on Cosmic Voice. I'm getting tired of these. Yeah. Wade is all upset. Everybody's pretty upset about the situation. It's untenable. Anyway, the interesting part about this is that what I stipulated last, notice how there is little to no news outside of C-19. That's horse hockey. I mean, there's a huge bunch of things going on. Then there is a huge problem with the numbers in terms of the COVID-19. All of it, testing, cases, and falsifications. Ha. What makes truth? Facts? Well, facts are statistics, and statistics are manipulated to suit an agenda. Ooh, them statistics are the facts, like CNN using mannequins to fill hospital beds. Yeah, that thing was running around Facebook again. The idea of society. I want you all to really pay attention to this, unless I get cut off again, is the act containing and maintaining self-control. In short, you don't act out. Now, here you go. This is the big question, and this is also a statement. If this is not restored, expect the wild, wild west and every man for himself. The question I have is, what does anyone want to do about it? How far are you willing to go? How much skin are you willing to put in the game? There's a whole lot of ring around the rosy. Some people are doing stuff. The only problem is that what has taken place and what is going on is of such a magnitude and intensity that it may be really difficult to attend to the situation. And, yeah, there's a whole bunch of people around there. Here we go. Washington Examiner, July 14th through the 21st. Ooh, that one's still active. Oh, my goodness. Stop lockdowns. This fall, get the children back into school. You got to stop the lockdowns first. Now, here's the second part, and the one that's most important for everybody concerned that's got a business or wants to function normally. We got to attend to the stupid virus. Well, guess what? Kill C-19 with tonic water. That's 4 ounces or about a cup twice a week at least. If you already got it, take one cup in the early morning and take another cup late at night and do the same thing again. Repeat about 3 days in a row of that. It might give you the runs, but that's better than COVID-19. Tonic water, and the thing about tonic water is simple. It's not a chemical derivative or a chemical compound composed in a specific way so that it does certain things. This is the organic, natural occurring quinine. It wipes out the problem. So, this fall, get the children back to school. Yeah, well, politically extremists ridiculously scream racism at anyone who wants to end lockdowns. Well, one of the lockdowns is keeping the kids out of school. significant and disparate racial effect of school closures. Wealthiest suburban communities that happen to be mostly white, a school closure is an annoyance. For poor neighborhoods, and this is you got to get this in perspective. For poor neighborhoods where the children are more dependent on schools for daily meals, that's breakfast and lunch, social work and medical attention, these closures can be far more serious and disruptive. Think about being hungry and you get the picture. It's real simple. And we had a decline in death rates. Well, we're probably developing an immunity to it. And to be quite honest, I think things are, you know, going to be okay long term. the end of this is an editorial. The end of this last sentence is, it's time to get children back into school where they belong in the fall. You're talking September, maybe October. They might wait a little bit. Then you got this one, another editorial, the destruction of American cities. And I wrote ongoing in big red letters. In 1990, there were 2,245 murders in New York cities, or more than six per day. Ooh, that's a lot. Large parts of the city were considered off limits to tourists. Hey, man, you want to buy a watch? I know you want to buy a watch because I know you don't know what time it is, and you don't want to be here after dark, man. You've heard that routine. If you haven't, you just did. That's kind of like baseball. And a certain couple of guys about who's on first and things of that nature. Due to lots of hard work and effective policing that started with the mayoralty of Rudy Giuliani. He's not a savior or anything, but he did a good job. The city has experienced a long-term period of urban renewal. That means that crime and everything of all types went down. Murders steadily declined, reaching fewer than 300 a year. That was in 2017-18. All major crimes having dropped a staggering 82% since the 1990 peak. Now, that's pretty healthy. Apparently, the man knew what he was doing and had a whole bunch of good, really great help, specifically the cops. in 2020, urban America is in danger of reversing decades of hard-fought gains. All across the country. And we're talking about urban renewal. We're talking about small businesses coming in. We're talking about the whole nine yards of in terms of urban America. And, yeah, everybody had to, you know, really, really fight to get to where they're at. Then you got a problem with large cities forced to lock down. The nation's cities broke out into large-scale demonstrations that in many cases turned into violent riots. Small businesses torched, stores looted, and statues, even abolitionists, toppled and defaced. Liberal mayors, oh, hello, you turkeys, you know who you are. You're the ones that bowed down before the mob and said, oh, I'm sorry. Reluctant to put themselves at odds with the anti-cop protest movement, have largely allowed lawlessness to take hold. Everybody knows this stuff, but I'm come covering this in a certain way because I'm leading up to something. Extreme example, the city of Seattle for weeks indulged radicals who created an autonomous zone without police. Unsurprisingly, this led to shootings. Lawlessness is having a broader effect on the safety of cities. 2020, homicides in New York City soared 21%, with shootings up 46% on the Sunday of the 4th, July 4th weekend alone. 10 people were killed and 30 were shot. Over that same weekend in Chicago, which has one third the population, 79 were shot and 15 killed. Spikes have also been seen in other major U.S. cities, including L.A. and Miami. Now, people have worked for 30 years trying to get this stuff straightened up, where you have some kind of a decent area to live in and go for. Think about it. America's mayors cannot passively allow great cities to get destroyed by a descent into lawlessness. That's the plain fact of it. These people are allowing this stuff. It's like we allow some stuff that we shouldn't. COVID, the October surprise, it happened in March. Oh, my goodness. This is Hugh Gordon. He's the editor, and this is a letter from from him about this stuff. I suspect it's malign effects will ripple outward for months and years. 6 weeks of street mayhem, unchecked crime, massive vandalism make it harder for people to think the country's headed in the right direction, and I can understand that. However, you got to remember who's in charge. It's the liberal mayors, in some cases governors, but not many. That's a key belief in reelecting presidents. Oh, it's not Trump's fault, not this time. So they consider change over continuity. You want to keep it together. You got a whole bunch of people with boiling frustration over being cooped up during a shutdown. Summer's riot weather arrived amid tighter social restrictions than anyone can remember. It blew the lid off. Then sweaty public gatherings reignited infection and cranked the handle on another revolution. Woohoo. Nasty. So what we're looking at is what's the alternative? Biden tottered down into his basement and stayed out of sight, evading public appearances in which he inspires voter confidence about as much as a chimpanzee juggling fragile China. All right? Democrats sow the wind with ceaseless accusations of racism against Republicans, and now the nation is reaping a whirlwind. Death of our cities is not far out. It's not something that won't happen. I'll tell you what, Jonathan, let me get back with you on that time, and we'll go from there, okay? I hope that works. I hope you're listening. I hope you hear me. We can get in touch with each other after the show. That's the editor of the Washington Examiner. The thin line between their race and their badge. This is about black cops. Police are the problem, according to protesters and activists who believe law enforcement is systemically biased against black people. This argument, however, becomes very complicated when you consider one very important group of people, black officers. Now, this person chose this profession anyway because he believed he could be the change his family members, friends, and neighbors needed. In other words, addressing the problems that are right there. And here's the fun part. Black Americans have invested so much into law enforcement that in several major cities such as Detroit, where this guy grew up, black officers make up the majority of the police department. Now, you consider that. Anybody wants to holler racism, go ahead. I was black before this. When I'm off duty, I'm black. And I'm going to be black after this job. That's that same cop. And Mississippi decided it's going to redo its state flag. Can't have the Confederate battle flag up there. When Big Brother is your boss, what? This is where they're watching over your shoulder, checking you on your own video cam. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Clunk, there we go. And I don't know if they follow you in the bathroom or not, but some workers find this creepy. Software that documents the websites you visit while tracking keystrokes and mouse movements, and apps that track your location through your phone, takes a picture of you through your webcam every 10 minutes. Oh, Jesus. You know what? I'd have to tell somebody to stick it. We have yet to find out what it really means when Big Brother is the one signing your paychecks. Ooh. Back to school now. I'm going to hit this with three words. Yes and no and funding. These opinions will now get you canceled. That's the next one on here. While I understand the urgency to feel compelled to advocate for black lives, what about our fellow law enforcement? This is a certain female principal. Just because I don't walk around with a BLM sign should not mean I'm racist. guess what? Board members don't see any way that she's going to go forward as the principal of that building, given those comments and that statement. Too bad, but Black Lives Matter, per its core organization, Black Lives Matter, just torpedoes itself with its full-fledged support of defund police. A spokeswoman for the bank reflects her determination that his views are not compatible with the Chicago Fed's values and our commitment to diversity. What a crock of crap. Then we got the joke down in the corner. Made by Jim Bob. You know how this is squirrely, right? Okay. Got a cancel culture flashlight. What powers it, you ask? And they show the next thing. Got a battery that says obedience. Ginger Benny no longer okay. The moral police are swooping in. Got to watch them. You see anything funny? Or don't say enough of something that agrees with what you got? Ooh. They told Holly Berry, who's a good actress, by the way, something that was really pretending to be something she's not is literally her job. But playing a biological woman who identifies as a man is not allowed if you're a biological woman who identifies as a woman. Ooh, these days everyone has to be categorized and all that. You know, well, guess what? You know where they can stick it? They're going to lose a lot of actresses and actors that way. Oh, boy. Not proud to be an American, but maybe hopeful. I am too proud to be American. And then they get this dummy word of the week. Well, I liken it to crash dummy because that's what it looks like. So, opportunity knocked for police reform, which equals no enforcement. And I'll say good luck with that. The poorer neighborhoods and poorer people are already hollering for more police. We need some help with this. These people that live in garages and under bridges, they ain't got no couth. Rejects the characterization of no-knocks. No-knock warrant is horse hockey. As easy to get or regularly abused, Galliano told me, the amount of no-knock warrants that I participated in, I can count them on one, maybe two hands. The requirements, the scrutiny level from the judges that looked at these things was very high. Well, that might have been true back in the day. Things have changed. Well, here's the gist of it. No-knock raids put both residents and police officers at unnecessary risk because it can provoke armed responses from lawful gun owners who do not realize that the people breaking into their homes with guns are law enforcement personnel. You don't say, police, let me in. You don't whisper that stuff. That's ridiculous. But these guys said they announced it. The only problem is people that were at their doors, people that were listening, never heard such an announcement. Oops. Here we go. Screaming of racism. Oh, we're all nasty. We're all doomed to die. And all of a sudden they're happy horse hockey. Well, not necessarily. There is a lot of different things that go into trying to get somebody's mind going the right direction. Now, that does not mean taking over your mind, influencing your thought too far, or any of that. What it means is that we need to be able to get ourselves to the point where we don't have to have a whole lot of real heavy control outside of ourselves. The reason we've got laws and people who enforce them is because us dummy humans have a tendency to forget. Now, all these laws are supposed to be based on what's in the book, better known as the Bible. We need to make damn sure that they do. We also need to make damn sure that our people, that's the representatives, is are paying attention, that they're not part of the problem. Oh, boy. It goes on and on and on. It does not stop with any individual. It's something that needs to go to the extent that people understand the difference between being part of the problem and a part of the solution. That does not necessarily mean that you need to take it out on anybody, try to enforce anything. What it means is that you need to be able to keep yourself in check, no matter what the peer pressure is, and try to influence others to do the same. And while you're doing all that, nah, you ain't busy. If you're busy, you got a half a dozen kids in your house that you've been stuck with for a while. The ideology goes to this next song I'm going to play. The name of it is Golden Country, and it has some things to say about what's going on right now.
With all of your money, your poor can be fed. You stall around and you flirt with disaster, and never really caring just for what comes after. Well, your blacks are dying, but your back is still turned, and your freaks are crying, but your back is still turned. You better stop your hiding. sister. Never really caring just what comes after. Oh, well, your blacks are dying, but your back is still turned. And your freaks are crying, but your back is still turned. You better stop your hiding, or your country will burn. Yeah, well, the time has come for you, my friend.
Sleepy Joe, Now, think about this. He told a heavily black audience, they're going to put you all back in chains. Oh, man. Romney recently marched with Black Lives Matter protesters. He and his father stormed out of the 64 Republican National Convention. Now, it's 64. This is back in time, right? when they found it insufficiently supportive of the civil rights movement. Well, you know, I don't see anything in what's going on has anything to do with civil rights. They're taking everybody's rights away. So, you know, you've got George Wallace never threw a bomb, never fired a gun, all this happy stuff. He just wanted to make a mess out of something that had already been decided because of this atmosphere of hate. Four little girls were killed on Sunday morning when a church bomb in Birmingham, Alabama. It was bombed. It was blown up with dynamite. they did get a hold of a couple of them, and they didn't fare well. Arguably, legitimate targets such as the Democratic nominee's association with the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. that sort of thing. You got John McCain. Should he extend his indictment of Obama's judgment to the Democratic decision to sit in Wright's pews? Oh, George W. Bush tying him to the lynching of a black man in Texas named James Byrd. Really? Who was dragged behind a pickup truck. I mean, we've had shit go on that never should have happened. Under any circumstances, here's Bush. Democrats charged Republicans with voter suppression. This is back in the 60s. Think about it. This has been going on forever. Changed by the disenfranchisement of disproportionately minority voters. Oh, disenfranchisement. Well, don't come off to me with the fact that you can't fix it. I know better. They said something about you got to have an ID to vote. And guess what? Oh, we can't do that. Them poor people can't get there, I'm going to bet. They already had church buses and rented school buses. Everybody all lined up, ready to take these people down to get their ID. So don't come off of that happy horse manure. Congressional Black Caucus protesting the certification of Electoral College majority. Others boycotted his inauguration. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, it just goes on. If you're a Republican nominee for president or president, you will be accused of being a racist. Lindsey Graham, here you go. Representative Andrew Carson, Indiana Democrat, told a predominantly black crowd that some of them in Congress right now of this Tea Party movement would love to see you and me hanging on a tree. Oh, that's beautiful. private White House dinner. That race was probably a key component to the rising opposition to his presidency from conservatives, especially right-wing activists in the anti-incumbent Tea Party movement that was then surging across the country. That's back then. Now, they ain't come back. They decided not to do nothing, and everybody's just kind of just forgot about them. Take back the country, Tea Partiers. Real motivation was to stir up anger and anxiety at having a black president. Not exactly. They just didn't want that particular freak known as Obama in office, and for good reason. Oh, black suits and ties had replaced the Ku Klux Klan's white cloaks and robes. It's not epic. And they blacked us out. The first letter is N anymore. When you don't vote, and this is critical, when you don't vote, you let another church explode. When you don't vote, you allow another cross to burn. And it says, vote smart, vote Democratic. What's smart about that? Have you seen what they've done with their districts, with their cities, with the places they're in charge of? Good Lord. Clinton said this one. You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. We're all nasty, you know, according to some people. And I don't know how many people pay attention to this shit, but you should. That's what the undercurrent, the underlying push is. Then you got Mount Rushmore. Oh, it unnerved Republicans who've long enabled him, but now fear losing power and forever associating with party their party with his racial animus. Dude, you need to get over yourself. Trump's push to amplify racism. He doesn't do that crap, much to the consternation of those who would like to try to make him think he was. Now, what is the point of the coronavirus response? Well, how about this one? It's a hoax. Cured by tonic water. Hello. They can't argue with tonic water. Why? Because it works. Fauci. Uh-huh. That dude needs kicked somewhere real hard. It's a false narrative. It should comfort in a lower rate of death. Really? I thought that was a good thing, but you turned it into something nasty. What is its aim? Is it to contain and suppress the virus or to ensure that health services are not swamped? Or, I put the next door in there, lockdowns. The result is a real-time experiment in public health. No. It's unhealthy, period. No matter how you slice it. Now, I went through these pretty quickly. Congress wants to narrow future aid after big business raked in millions. Good. Let's see what the Democrats can really do. I want show me. Taxpayer money should be spent to ensure that entities that truly need the money to keep regular Americans employed receive it. And I agree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. Now, that's a whole article. Here we go. New legislation. This should be important to everybody. Why? Well, you've heard of tracking. You've heard of keeping tabs. You've heard of following you and whatever. Well, new legislation would require companies to bypass encryption. Ooh. Now, this is proposed. It ain't been passed. It's proposed. Senators say it is critical for law enforcement agencies. No, it's not really. No more privacy. And it's critical to privacy. Legislation that would require smartphone makers and other tech companies to give law enforcement agencies access to encrypted communications or devices if ordered to do so by a court. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Take it into these people. They open it up. Then you take and get whatever you need out of it. And then, go from there. I don't think that's a bad deal. Controversial new Lawful Access to Encrypted Data Act, introduced in June by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee, is intended to help police investigate terrorism, money laundering, child pornography, and other crimes. So long as there's something in there that causes them to be limited to that, I don't have a problem with that. Terrorists and criminals who truly use technology, whether smartphone apps or other means, to coordinate and communicate their daily activities. Graham, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said in a statement, well, that's accurate, hidden behind encryption, tech companies refusing to honor court orders require them to disclose the information. Well, if it's on the books as a law and don't have to go through miles and years of litigation, do it. Graham. My position is clear. After law enforcement obtains the necessary court authorization, they should be able to retrieve information to assist in their investigations. All right. Make sure that it's limited to direct involvement in the investigations. Don't let them play games with you. Cybersecurity experts and digital rights groups almost universally denounced the legislation saying the bill would create holes in encryption that cyber criminals could, I didn't say would, but could exploit, effectively outlaw encryption. Well, that's going to be something that's going to come up if they ever decide to get over this horse hockey we got going on right now. If you create a back door, that back door then exists, and anyone with the means to do so can exploit it. Bingo. Oh, here we go. This is international. It's the only news I've seen in a while about China, much one way or the other. Supply chains to shift in the wake of coronavirus. Really? The China plus one strategy will be the focus for many businesses. Well, guess what? Supply chains are moving out of China. It started in 2019. Guess who started it? Our illustrious President Trump. He made sure that it started happening. If you want to do business in the United States, get out of China. Not difficult to get that one across, with a particular focus on medical supplies. Now, there was something funny about that. In specific ingredients that were needed for our medicines to treat things, like, you know, the side effects of the coronavirus, were withheld by China, and they thought it was cute. Well, that includes personal protection equipment, all that. Sectors of the economy ranging from clothing to farming to healthcare face serious supply problems because of this production and distribution model that has come to dominate the global economy. Let's put China right in the middle of it. Network between companies and suppliers produce and distribute a specific product to the final buyer. No big deal. Look at the steps it takes to get the product or service from its original state to the customer. Well, guess what? China said no. Customers will get what they need on time. Ooh, that's when the supply chain starts breaking down. Broken supply chain can lead to spoilation of foodstuffs, shortages of necessary products, lost revenues, lost jobs, and bankruptcy. Well, you know, maybe China needs to bite the bullet the hard way. The link in global supply chains that have been most likely to fail is located in China. Oops. So, you know, that's no sit on that shit. Everybody gets that, I'm sure. There's a bad situation going on. Police officers feel psychological strain in wake of George Floyd tests. I got some dummy trying to call me. I don't know who it is, but it won't work until I decide to get off the phone. I'll be off the phone in just a few minutes if you want to, you know, hold your water. Ooh, Nancy Pelosi scolding the president for bullying her. Lady, you lucky that it wasn't me. I would have smacked you down. I wouldn't be nice. Now, here's something that everybody needs to look at. Business. That's the section. Pandemic accelerates the death of malls. Everybody and their mother-in-law was a little bit iffy about going to malls anyway because gangs like to go in there and kill everybody and stuff. So that kind of cut the traffic a bit, but it didn't stop it. This lockdown and everything did. Already a victim of online shopping, coronavirus made the situation worse for malls. Well, the question is, how many will be unemployed from this? And I'm talking about directly unemployed. That's just the mall itself. Okay, now let's hit the outside edge. People like to go from the mall, stop by and get a Twinkie at the local gas station or, you know, tacos or something. What do those people do when there ain't nobody showing up? What happens when this picture shows business? Little to none. There isn't anything. I got a Nordstrom and a JCPenney and, you know, it's just, it ain't pretty. Mary Driscoll, managing director, luxury and fashion at Core Site Research, a retail advisory research firm, stipulates 25% of malls in the United States will close within the next 3 to 5 years. You got a job at one, you know, might want to, you know, get out of it. We got 1,200 malls in the country. The aggregate 900 malls will be left standing. We're over-malled. We're overstored in this country. There's too many. They went past the saturation point. Now try this. Between 20 and 25,000 stores will close this year, and that a majority of them, between 55 and 60%, will be based in malls. Ooh, think about that. More than half of all mall-based department stores will close by the end of 2021. More than half of all mall-based department stores will close by the end of 2021. We ain't that freaking far away. Green Street Advisors project that roughly 300 mall-based department stores will close by the end of 2021. Guess what? That number is now 1,000, not 300, 1,000, three times that. Department stores account for 60% of mall anchor space, and you know, there's a lot of businesses that anchor off of the anchor store. Now, and while we expect a return to malls, there are still some people that are concerned about their health. and welfare, and they may be reluctant to go shopping and prefer to go online. Now that they have established a new habit, now that they know how. here we go. Here's a columnist, Stephen Moore. He's the finance and economics columnist for Examiner and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. He's no dummy, and he writes pretty nicely, too. Moore, will the left kill America's energy dominance? Already has. Fracking, 99% of it is dead, stinking, and gone. What do we do now? Well, the fracking was accounting for the difference between us being able to be energy dominant and not. Here we go. Sports. Taking a knee beats bending a knee. No, it doesn't. Gurdon. Here comes the editor-in-chief again. A revolution must be beaten. Do the math. A 2 plus 2 might equal 5, or any sum other than 4, has been used to exemplify obvious falsehood for centuries, noticeably by Winston Smith, the protagonist of George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984. Wondering what lies his totalitarian government might oblige people to say they believe. Think about that. We should thank Marshall for rejecting the circumlocution and getting to the core of social justice thinking, which is that facts have no weight. Words mean whatever the right people say they mean, and logic won't be allowed to derail society's transition to a left-wing utopia. Ooh. Math can't be changed. 2 plus 2 is 4, whether you like it or not, but it depends on what you're adding. Political argument that logic is circumstantial and dependent on culture isn't new. It's been going on since forever. Japanese manufacturers are happy to deploy logic when building ships, cars, and stereos. Try building using math in which 2 plus 2 equals 5, and you will engineer only dysfunction and disaster. If you want to have something to look up that's interesting, look up Galloping Gertie. It's a bridge that blew away. Dysfunction and disaster are what today's social revolution in America will produce, and is indeed already producing, as it consciously displaces reason with the caprices of cultural consciousness. Oh, morality warriors. Our universities, once the best in the world, are becoming institutions for propaganda, often rejecting real education because it stands in the way of the academy's agenda. Oh, now we got a politics in it. What a mess. 2 and 2 may not be allowed to equal 4 if the totalitarian goal is to reach 5. Modern university increasingly devoted not to preserving scholarship, but to destroying it. Many graduates are not educated people, but politically indoctrinated obscurantists. Sometimes I need a dictionary to follow what this man says. And because the obscurantism of our cultural studies is all about power politics, these graduates are politically hyperactive to everybody's detriment. Oh, and students have paid dearly for all this, they got a strong vested interest in refusing to acknowledge that their education is trash. Oh boy, the less march through our institutions has been a long one. Our march back, retaking and restoring, preserving and repairing, will be equally long. It starts today. I got a couple more here. White House briefing ought to be overhauled, is what this guy says. And he was the White House press secretary from 94 to 98 under Clinton. Okay. Carney. And you're going to like this one. This one gets into the nitty-gritty of what it's all about. Christianity's most countercultural teaching, be not afraid. The angel came to and people were hiding their faces. And please be not afraid. The biblical message we received on our first day back from 3 months of government-imposed lockdown was, be not afraid. Our media and our political leaders preached the opposite. Largest cable outlets and newspapers spent half their words on making us terrified that your children will be killed in a school shooting or by a racist cop, despite the near-zero probability that such horrific events will befall on you or your family. Climate change and debt apocalypse are heaped on top. You got to have a cherry. From your daily newspaper or nightly broadcast, the message is simple. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Oh, yeah. Trump is best understood as holding a mirror to the press. His success comes from exactly the same type of fear-stoking. Antifa is going to come after you. Illegal immigrants are going to kill you. Recently, there's another font to fear in American culture. It isn't the media or the politicians who try to exploit your fear for clicks or votes. It's the liberal parts of the left who want you to be afraid. They want to scare you into silence if you don't believe their dogma. Editors now fired for running bad opinions. Corporate executives pushed out for something he wrote 30 years ago. A professor fired for tweeting out research that was unhelpful to what the angriest, wokest activists wanted. And anyone who doubted that the tweet was racist was blasted for saying so. J.K. Rowling, now you've heard this on the news recently, but you must pay attention to the direction it takes. And that's basically, you know, pretty much it. The campaign of fear ruined people's lives for their years ago transgressions against brand new rules forged in the darkness of gender studies departments and left-wing reporter email lists. They get people fired for the sins of their spouses and girlfriends. So basically the crux of it is nobody is safe if these are the rules. And yet God says, be not afraid. Well, I'll take God's word over all these turkeys any day of the week. And then you got Zito. Religious liberty is enshrined in our Constitution. The First Amendment declares the right of all to exercise religion freely without being coerced to join an established church. And after nearly a decade, exemption from a contraception mandate. Oh, you remember this. The U.S. Supreme Court reinforced our foundational freedom of religious liberty in a 7-2 decision that upheld the right of the Little Sisters of the Poor to follow its religious convictions. Instead of celebrating, it became a partisan mocking of people of faith. There were headlines such as Supreme Court sides women in favor of religious bosses. Boy, sidelines women. My. Supreme Court birth control ruling shows how civil rights and abortion access will be limited. The Roberts Court curtails birth control access again. Instead of celebrating our religious liberty remaining intact, Joe Biden said in a statement he was disappointed that the ruling would make it easier for President Trump to continue to strip health care from women. Well, Biden clearly dismissed fundamentals of the Constitution in favor of a political wedge issue. No one is taking health care away from women, nor is mandated birth control supplies a right. Whoops. Always about the government policy. It's all about somebody doing this, doing that, not doing the right thing, according to all of the goody-good-two-shoes. That's the moral police. Oh, boy. I don't have very much of this to cover. There isn't very much left. Just to be honest with you. Come on. But in terms of understanding what's going on, well, there are a lot of things in this world that don't really make sense the way it should. And if we understand our position, our condition, then we won't have the problems that we do. And one of the things that you have to look at is what it does to people to have all their rights curtailed suddenly. Now, what do you do when there are no outs? What do you do when somebody says we'll show up and do you a number if you don't comply? Oh no! All of a sudden, everybody says I will not comply. Well, okay. What you want to think about in terms of this? I'm gonna play a song, then I'm gonna hit one magazine, and this is light. Okay, only take just a few minutes. The thing about this is that if you think about you as the people who would offend your dignity, your right to be free and all these other things, or go after your freedoms, you think about that in terms of what this song says, and it makes a lot better sense.
I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone, but you stay.
I like that song. Let's make it real or let's forget about it. Well, everybody out there has got a problem. And The Nation is a Marxist magazine. Sorry. Used to ban things like that years ago. In this particular article, Stop the Death March. Oh, my, my. A Marxist death march, maybe? Let's face it. We're on a C-19, and it says Republican. I scratched out, but Democrat death march headed to the rest of the summer and fall. We cannot wait for January 21 to change course and all this happy shit. Like, we used to do things like swarming institutions from New York City Hall, New York Stock Exchange, National Institution of Health, Food and Drug Administration, offices of pharmaceutical executives. Now, I don't disagree with that, but they play games with words to steer you in the right direction. We don't have to look back decades for inspiration. The Black Lives Matter protests. No, riots. Let's call it what the hell it is. Come on, man. pointing the way forward for all of us to survive both this pandemic and the epidemic of police violence in our communities. Tell you don't break the law and you won't have problems with it. I figure out a way to jumpstart an uprising right now. That's when I say insurrection, that's what they're calling for in this right here. We are as good as dead if we don't get this done. Oh, goody. We're not going to have to fool with you turkeys no more. I love it. Okay, well, let's get it down to the millions of dollars being spent on electoral politics, channeled into an immediate, massive, sustained, and coordinated national emergency campaign of disruption, targeting politicians who tell us to live with the virus and the corporations, media, and other institutions that prop them up. Oh, nasty dogs. Civil resistance works. Well, not when you get into the insurrection part of it, it don't. And the reason it don't is, well, that's become obvious to some of these poor turkeys that think they can do what they want to with things. Oh, here's Eric Alderman, our Marxist in chief, nauseated Facebook narrows its users' interests and fuels their ignorance with lies. You should see my page, Eric. It is the most effective purveyor in the history of right-wing hate, lies, and incitement against vulnerable people and the planet. Oh, we deplorables. We really nasty. looking for Google. Advertised exodus to Facebook and Google. Newspapers use this model to fulfill their responsibilities. You mean like all the lies and shit? To educate readers. And leftist, and hold those in power to account. No way. They haven't done any of that. Why? Well, they're scaredy cats. That's why. They say there's a watchdog website. Popular information. Politically relevant disinformation was found to have reached over 158 million estimated views. Oh, enough to reach every reported registered voter in the U.S. at least once. Oh, most negative misinformation, 62%, was about Democrats or liberals. Really? Well, how's the riots going there, bud? BuzzFeed reported that an ad on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, showed clips from action movies of cops being killed and invited people to join the militia, fight the state, to a soundtrack of "We Ain't Scared of No Police, We Got Guns Too." Its business model exploits our data. Okay, I'm supposed to be connected. This is getting ridiculous. They're cutting me every time I get something going. Actually, why does Facebook refuse to apply its gentle fact-checking apparatus to political advertisements? It ain't gentle, that's one thing. why does it include the racist, sexist, anti-Semitic Breitbart as one of its trusted news sources? For the left, for people like you, Eric. Why does it continue to allow Holocaust deniers on its site? And why does Zuckerberg choose to define their position as mere opinion? Because it is, dummy. Everybody is entitled to an opinion, and they're also entitled to have it printed and or put on Facebook or whatever. Recently decided to exempt a climate denial post from its fact-checking process. Well, show me the facts that show that the climate is something we're having a great effect on. You can't, because that none of that information exists. Facebook can, by tinkering with its rules for political ads, give itself a special unregulated power over elections. Oh, my. Just that possibility gives Facebook political leverage, and politicians have reason to want leverage over Facebook. Yeah, tit for tat. The value of being in favor with people in power outweighs almost every other concern for Facebook. True. Remember I told you about they're looking at limiting things. Here we go. Let's just boycott the ads. Don't click on them. That way, even the small advertisers will have to find new outlets unless Facebook changes its policies. Spread the word via Facebook. Oh, good grief. Some people are really something. Allie Colloway, Black Trans Lives Matter. Not really. Not any more than regular old black lives. Just like I stipulated in that one whole show on the subject. The way we talk about contagion matters. Oh, it shapes how societies respond and whether many of us will survive. Sorry, that's a nice bald-faced lie. And they go back to 1832, cholera erupted lower Manhattan, killing 3,000 people. Oh, it just gets pipetted dream. Lab technicians research C19 at Janssen Pharmaceutica, a Johnson & Johnson subsidiary in Brest, Belgium in June. Oh, a new story would allow us to see contagion as more than purely biomedical phenomena, and instead as the dynamic social phenomena they are. Really? I don't think so. I think it's a crock of crap. Learning to heal, learning to mourn. Our tools are inadequate to mend the harm done by racism, mass incarceration, inadequate housing, poverty, and cruel immigration policies. Really? Well, they're talking about New York City having their hospitals overwhelmed. That was a CNN trick when they put a bunch of mannequins into beds and made it look like that everything was filled up and people was on the floor. And oh, my grandfather, a signals officer on a Navy ship in World War II, referred to New York City as the zoo, conjuring in my mind a wild and dangerous place, which is what it is. It is really turning funky. Why? Well, because they're not doing anything about the bad guys. Real simple. Ooh, and then you got John Nichols. He's really, really, really concerned. He wouldn't have wrote a big old long article about all this. Lost without the Senate. A Biden win will be insufficient unless Democrats take the chamber and displace McConnell. My stipulation is neither will happen. Why do I say that? Well, a lot of people are fed up with the horse manure that is being shoveled when everybody that is fooling with it and nobody's doing anything. Oh, here's a little chunk of a letter. California government, they're dealing with an emergency. California government leaders are currently asserting the state has a $54 billion deficit and are responding by imposing more austerity. Now, what good does that austerity do? I covered that a long time ago. It does absolutely no good of any kind for anybody under any circumstances. Bear that in mind. It does not matter what people believe or think about it. It's just real simple. Oh, yeah, and they got a man raises his fist at a protest, handprints at a BLM rally, a flag hangs and burns from a statue. Black Lives Matter demonstration. Oh, boy. You know what they title this shit? Getting to Liberation. The only thing you're getting is a 10-year prison sentence. That's it. Now, I have tried to tell people that Judicial Watch is going for it, and they are. Judicial Watch files a lawsuit to force Pennsylvania to clean its voter rolls. That's not the only one they've done it. just watch Suits, California, to stop unlawful cash benefits to illegal aliens. They are taking tax money illegally and giving it away. That sounds like, you know, hey man, let's go downtown and get me some of that free government shit. North Carolina. In addition to North Carolina and Pennsylvania, Judicial Watch also sent letters to counties in California, Virginia, and Colorado. Judicial Watch's 2019 study found 378 counties nationwide that had more voter registrations than citizens old enough to vote. Oh, so we got to fool with that. And all them dead zombie voters? Holy in a state legislature on that direct money to the aliens, the lawsuit alleges that California state legislature has not enacted any law affirmatively providing that the unlawful present aliens are eligible for the $75 million of cash public benefits announced by Newsom. Newsom, you're in trouble. the governor derives no authority, from these legislators' aptitude to spend the money for his executive initiative. Whoops. Governor Newsom plans to rush plenty of illegal direct cash payments using taxpayer dollars to illegal aliens. It's all, and you know, he's got no legal authority. He's been told no. See what a federal judge does to him. Filed suit over American voter list data after uncovering that there were more registered voters in Montgomery County than citizens over the age of 18 who could legally register. Oh, my goodness. Just Watch as the national leader in enforcing the National Voters Registration Act. I love it. Judicial Watch serves subpoena on Google over Hillary Clinton email. It's still happening. Still going. JW sues on behalf of Daily Caller News Foundation for Dr. Fauci, whatever you want to call him, and WHO records. Ooh. Here we go. Back to 9/11, all the way back to 2001. Shocker. FBI lied, hid evidence, covered up state of disorder in its investigative file. It sounds to me like the FBI has got some serious problems under the covers there. Email suggests Obama FBI knew McCain leaked Trump dossier to reporters. Ouch. Now, I'm not saying that we should go after somebody who's dead, but we should definitely make sure that the FBI under Comey and McCabe was a train wreck, and given the ongoing cover-up of these docs, the agency hasn't improved much. Well, maybe federal judges can help straighten out the mess. That's what needs to be done. And I'm not going to say that I advocate for heavy, hard hitting. I'm going to say that I advocate for what needs to be done in order to straighten up the mess. We got a mess that just won't go away. And part of that mess deals with the ideology that people can do anything they want. Well, you're about to meet people who don't think so. And they outnumber you 10 to 1. They are also armed and a little bit trigger happy. So if it was me, Black Lives Matter, and all you other Marxist mothers, guess what? You might want to think about going to Canada or some other place to live permanently. We don't have any place for you here. You don't seem to want to help. Now, even your own cause, all you want to do is hurt it with the riots and all that. Get real. Okay, so here's reality. Cut the crap by leaving, ceasing and desisting, or start by getting in touch with people such as myself and knows how to go about things in such a manner that you can actually take care of business. Ooh. Now, enacting legislation to curtail the very few abusive police, that's a great start. Getting things to where they are defunded? No. doing away with police departments? I tell you what, we'll watch the video because it's going to be a mess. Why is it going to be a mess? Well, it already has gotten out of control in New York City and Chicago and other places, Atlanta, L.A., I mean, you name it. All of a sudden, shootings quadruple. All of a sudden, innocent people walking down the sidewalk are subject to being clunked in the head by some dink that don't have nothing better to do. We can give you something better to do. It's called 10 years hard labor. You better consider what you're doing. Let's take a hold of the, let's take the bull by the horns. I agree with that. Let's do it in such a manner that they, first of all, can't ignore you. Yeah, you got to do it right. If you do it right, they can't ignore you. And number two, you can come out with a ruling in your favor for the procedures necessary to take care of the problem. Until such time as we have more fun with the telephone being turned off because people think that's funny, let's have some fun of our own. Let's go out there in the world, the whole nice, wonderful, cold-shouldered world, and play the game. Get her done.